This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online tomorrow's news tonight. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers too, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout out goes out right now to all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra of the U.S., plus to our friends over there at the Aramco rigs working in Saudi Arabia. Thank you very much for what you're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I had to do that right because Flip is listening.
Good morning, sir.
All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, I was going to start with the story that you have there in front of you. However, things change at night, and there's a couple of news stories that came out during the night. I knew this was going to happen because I posted it late yesterday afternoon. The Boy Scouts of America have declared bankruptcy.
Well, what they have done is finally caught up with them. First of all, they chose to abandon the values that made them great.
Yep.
That made them the number one young boys and young men's organization in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked away from those great values. And they took upon a new set of rules and regulations.
Yep.
That drifted them into the direction that they are now. And so they've been getting lawsuits. They've allowed themselves to be populated with people that have unnatural proclivities towards other males and towards children. And so they have a situation now that they have to file Chapter 11 as child sex abuse claims continue to mount against them.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is, and I'll just leave it there. Now, I've got a question for you. The question is as follows. Did George Soros ask then-President Barack Obama to investigate an undisclosed person?
Well, it says that, according to a story here, Obama personally asked the FBI to probe on Soros' behalf.
Okay, well, here's what you're missing. Obviously, you don't know what I know. Breitbart has got a story out there linked directly to Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz has got the actual 302 form from the FBI. It's an FBI record of an interview where the FBI went and interviewed, apparently, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, to do a complaint that was requested by George Soros. That's how come that Alan Dershowitz knows about it. Now, he is going to file a lawsuit. He said he's not free to disclose it now because it's not a case yet that needs to be filed. I just hope that he stays alive long enough to do it, if you know what I mean. Because CNN's reported that Dershowitz said that the president can do whatever he wants to do as long as he claims to have believed he was acting in the public interest. Well, okay, that's fine. But still, George Soros?
I find that very another situation where you have a reprehensible act, in my opinion, by Mr. Obama, amongst many acts. If this is all true, I mean, what can I say other than, you know, the history of that man is it's kind of shaky. I know that he was very close, or at least politically rather, to George Soros, and I don't know, man. It's I don't know where to go with this other than to say that.
Well, this is an incident.
I'm not surprised either.
But this is an incident that actually has happened, and Alan Dershowitz, of all people, has got the legal 302, the form, the original 302. He has with him in his possession and can prove that the President Obama did this sort of thing. Now, this is and by the way, undisclosed person. He hasn't disclosed who the person was, but I can only imagine.
Yeah, well, now the next question should be is what will happen as a result of this? You know, we find this out. Will Obama get into trouble for this? Will they go after Soros? Or will it will just be something else we know about?
It'll be something else we know about because of what I just told you with that Dershowitz turned around and said after that that the president can do, let's see here, where's the exact words? The president can do whatever he wants to do as long as he claims to have believed he was acting in the public interest, period.
So I guess that's the out then.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's the same out, by the way, that President Trump used. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we are coming back. Now, the next question to Ron is going to be, why was Andrew McCabe left off the hook, or was he? Is he the subject of another investigation? Wait till you hear this one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor. Because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. We all know that the IRS will come after Americans delinquent on paying their taxes. But I think it's high time that the favor is returned against the IRS. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. According to an audit by the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, illegal border crossers in 2011 received $4.2 billion in tax credits. It confirms that individuals not authorized to work in our republic have, and according to many sources, in more recent years received billions and billions of dollars more in refundable tax credits. This is rather disturbing considering that illegal border crossers cannot legitimately get Social Security numbers. However, thanks to Democrats, they can file taxes with an individual taxpayer identification number. They are not supposed to get the earned income tax credits, but foolishly, the government allows them to receive the additional child tax credit. Also, illegal border crossers can claim back tax credit if they are covered by the president's amnesty deal. The time has come for the government to abolish incentives for illegals and stop allowing illegals to drop anchor babies and collect tax credits they do not deserve. And maybe the Internal Revenue Service should receive a major audit and shake up. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by my friends at Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan and Moss Acura and Moss wholesale pre-owned. Now, here's the thing. While new car dealerships, some of them have as many as, 25 or 30 pre-owned cars available for sale. Well, guess what? At Moss Nissan, any one of the Nissan dealerships, you can have hundreds of pre-owned vehicles and cars and trucks to choose from. That's because they trade a lot of vehicles in and sell a lot of new vehicles out. And there's some really nice cream puffs there for you to choose from. Now, every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more. Now, remember, you'll save thousands at Moss Nissan. All pre-owned cars and trucks are marked wholesale to the public. And their locations, U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey, U.S. 19 in Crystal River, Moss Wholesale at U.S. 19 in Homosassa Springs, and in North Florida Avenue, on North Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue, the all-new Moss Nissan, and right next to it, the all-new Moss Acura right there at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to each other. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You know why? It'll give you an extra $500 in savings off your vehicle. All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back. Okay, here comes the question. You ready?
Yep.
Why was Andrew McCabe let off the hook, or was he?
Well, he was let off the hook, according to a federal judge who heard the case, said that he believed the case had been damaged by the president's commentary. McCabe felt very emboldened by Friday's events, letting him off the hook at that time. And, you know, he's been blasting people all over, he's been all over CNN, including blasting Fox News. Now, McCabe said that he spent 21 years in the FBI as part of the institution that prides itself on fidelity, bravery, blah, 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 and all of that. But let's not forget, Captain, that Mr. McCabe has already admitted in the past to lying repeatedly to Department of Justice investigators about his serial leaking classified information to members of the press. Now, according to Inspector General Michael Horowitz, painstakingly detailed four instances of his lying to investigators in a report issued earlier, I think it was last year.
All right, well, I need to cut to the chase because McCabe is not out of the woods by any means yet. And the reason why, folks, is John Durham and his investigation is a separate matter, and it's continuing. And one of the people in that investigation is Andrew McCabe, and it involves the FISA warrants, remember?
Yep, that's where I was going next. But you wrapped it up right there, and it's going to be very interesting if they go ahead and really pursue this. It's the case is laid out for them.
And here's the thing. Attorney General William Barr has enlisted U.S. attorneys' help outside the Beltway to investigate or review several high-level cases related to President Trump. Now, this is all part of this. You don't suppose that's because he's trying to avoid the swamp, do you?
I would say that is because he's trying to avoid the swamp. He doesn't want to get taken down or taken under by the swamp.
Well, let me get into what it is or what Attorney General Barr is doing, and then I want to move on again. Now, Attorney General Barr's legal shuffling out of the deck includes the prosecution, the egregious prosecution, I might add, of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who probably will have charges dropped against him because of what's happened to him, the investigation into Crossfire Hurricane, which is Senator Lindsey Graham and company, besides the DOJ, the FBI's counterintelligent probe of Donald Trump's presidential campaign, and the new material collected by Rudy Giuliani detailing alleged corruption in the Ukraine, possibly tied to the U.S. politicians, and now Alan Dershowitz, and what we talked about to begin with the 302 he's got, where George Soros requested Barack Obama, then President of the United States, to investigate an unknown subject.
See, there's so much information that's available right now, and I think one of the reasons why, and some of us have gotten kind of impatient at times with A.G. Barr, but what he's doing, I think he's being very smooth, and he's getting around people that would be blocking the proper prosecution of this of the entire situation. Mm-hmm. So he's got to be very careful. It's now, like going through landmines.
Now, the Senate is going to start investigating Lindsey Graham, and his committee are going to start investigating Operation or Crossfire Hurricane, which is another part of all of this. And, again, there's going to be some other people to be involved in this. Now, everybody wants to know, well, when is the shoe going to fall? When are they going to arrest somebody? When are they going to do this? When are they going to do that? All I can tell you is you got to be patient. We've had a couple callers call in tonight and say, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's no way. But I remain confident in the fact that we have still got some people that have got their heads screwed on right. It is going to happen. I can't tell you when. I wish it could. But it is going to happen. Some people are going to be arrested. They are going to be charged. And then we'll see who laughs last.
Well, Captain, one of the things that the people should be aware of and be patient, because the swamp has been in existence for quite a long time.
40 years.
And they've got things tied up six ways going Sunday. And so it takes a bit of time and a lot of maneuvering to get around this and to unravel a lot of layers of stuff that they have to go through and to get to in order to wrap this thing up. And so people can get prosecuted. So it's going to take time, but I think you're going to see some big heads fall eventually.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm talking to Ron Edwards, pardon me, host of the Edwards Notebook. Now, I've got a source, Ron, in Utah, telling me that the Utah GOP state chairman has asked Mitt Romney to resign the party and to resign his office.
I right now, I cannot blame him. If this is true, your source is telling the truth. I cannot blame them, because Mitt Romney has not only, in my opinion, brought embarrassment to himself, but he's just brought a sense of incohesiveness to the Republican Party. That's what he represents to me, a sense or a source of incohesiveness in the party. And, totally unprincipled what he did at that time. And I don't blame the guy for asking him to leave the party. He doesn't act like he's a true conservative.
Okay, hold on.
So,
all right, let's
why
see,
not?
Let's see if we can take this caller real quick. Okay, who's this?
Sure.
Is this our friend up in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain.
You got about 20 seconds.
Yes, Captain. Hello, Ron. Listen, I think
hello.
The Twitter issue is something that a ploy between A.G. Barr and the president, Provin, Democrat, and their cohorts off balance, to tell you the truth. When he said, well, with the Twitter, keep me from doing my job.
All right, got to go. Here comes the music. Got to go. All right, and thank you. The Twitter account is the president's means of combating the mainstream media that won't report the news correctly.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thursday.
Yep. All right, thank you. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're coming right back with Brooke Emery. Brooke, of course, is a conservative pundit extraordinaire. And we'll tell you all about what she's up to when she comes back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In Florida, a horrendous crash in the final lap of the Daytona 500. Ryan Newman's car flipped. He's rushed to the hospital after the fiery crash on the track. Denny Hamlin winning the race and in an interview with Fox saying, number one, we are praying for Ryan. The very latest now on the coronavirus. Delta Airlines warning passengers who are on Delta Flight 611 on February 6th from Honolulu to Japan about a Japanese couple who are on board who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. 200 passengers on board that flight receiving alerts from the airline. Right now, almost 75,000 people diagnosed with the coronavirus around the world. More than 1,700 people have died. And President's Day observed in the United States. Banks, the post office, and Wall Street closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and Donna Fiducia's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on our affiliate, AM 1330 WLBB. And a special shout-out to all the listeners up there, especially the guys just down the road a piece at Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, listening to us right now. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. Now, if you want a good sandwich, if you want some homemade soup, if you want some salad that's grown right there on the farm, the produce, if you want, oh gosh, some orange juice, or you want some of that great orange swirl ice cream that they're famous for, then you've got to check out Mixon's Groveside Cafe right there inside Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store. Now, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. Tell them the captain sent you. You can call ahead, 941-748-5829, and you're going to love the food. You're going to love the food. All right, well, let's see. Brooke says, Brooke wants, Brooke might, but here's Brooke Emery, the conservative pundit extraordinaire, and hello.
Good morning.
All right, now, I want to start out real quickly and just throw this out there. The Department of Education, the budget this year is being moved around, finally, less money being divvied out, number one. The budget is cutting $6.1 billion in education spending overall, and it's going to consolidate $19.4 billion worth of K-12 programs into a simple block grant given to states, which means the states will have more control over their money. Now, that cuts the federal government out of a big chunk of education money, and doing so means the local municipalities have a more control over what they do with the money.
Good. That's how it should be. It's probably driving the teachers' unions and the Democrats absolutely insane this morning, too. It's
driving California nuts because they won't have any money for the illegals.
Yes. Yes. Not just California, I can tell you.
Yeah. Now, and that's a good thing, and because we need to get that out there and let everybody know that, finally something's being done. Because even better would be to let the taxpayers keep their own money and then let them make up their own minds to what they wanted to do in the states when it came to the schools. That's just my opinion.
Or eliminate the DOE altogether.
By the way, back when I went to school, let me just tell you about something. You'll love this. We needed an addition built at our high school, our old high school, and they wanted to do it locally, the local community. They went out and they got a local contractor was there. They got the local lumber company and the local brick and mortar company to get all the material. And they went out there and they built an addition to the high school in about 6 months' time, which was probably about half the time it would have taken with a full-time contractor, because at that time everything was union, to do the building. And it was the best thing they ever did. The best thing they ever did. And they were all happy about it. They saved lots of money.
Well, they always do. The more government, the more bureaucracy, the more money you spend. Everybody should read Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. He talks about so much of the wasted money, time, and energy that goes through the bureaucracies in New York City when he was, with his various buildings. But that's all throughout the federal government. He could slash about 85% of the federal government, and it would be fine. And actually, dismantle all of D.C. That's what I would love to see, but that's a bigger picture.
Mm.
Get rid of K Street. Get rid of K Street and send all those people back to their communities, and only go to Washington, D.C. once or twice a year, maybe for 2 weeks or a month, and it's subsidized that they stay there. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how much better things would be if we did that? But that would be a nice fantasy.
Now, did George Soros ask then-President Barack Obama to investigate an undisclosed person?
Probably, and I can't wait for Dershowitz to put that out.
You know he's got the 302.
I hope he's in protective custody. I do. I hope he's in protective custody. I hope they're all in protective. I hope Barr has, amazing security. Same with Durham, because this is very scary stuff when you think about this. When you think about what they potentially have to to disclose, it's very dangerous for them. But they're trying to go after Dershowitz for, I don't know what the deal is with the Epstein stuff. So they're going to smear him with that. I don't know what the truth is about that, but they're going to say that he has no credibility because he's just trying to save his behind because of the Epstein thing. So we'll see.
And Bill Clinton wasn't? 20 trips that he made to the island? Even Hillary went twice? Even Hillary went twice?
Yeah, but none of that matters. I always said, well, Obama was president. Obama could have killed, burned alive 20 African girls with malaria and AIDS on TV, and nothing would have happened because he's a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So the stakes are always different for Democrats, but I think they're really scared of Barr and Durham. So we'll see what happens. I know everybody's frustrated, myself included, that everything is very slow. But you were there with Sidney Powell and, last week. And you know that she is an amazing lawyer and she's on the case. So we'll see what happens.
You know what happened the next morning? She told us what was,
exactly.
And boom, the next morning, there it was right in front of us. Now, here's the other thing. Andrew McCabe is walking around talking about how he was treated unjustly and this, that, and the other. Well, excuse me, he's not off the hook yet. There are two more investigations, including the Durham investigation, which he is a part of.
Well, not only that, but here's charges were they were not going to prosecute him for that charge. But remember,
that one case, that's right.
Mm-hmm. That one case. But remember, there was also a charge against Comey that they didn't prosecute him.
Yep.
And so these were small lowball charges that they probably were never going to get in the district court in D.C. However, at the time, they also said the same thing about Comey, which is that, okay, this little crumb over here, they're not going to prosecute, but there's an investigation into what all of them were doing. But here's the thing. Does he not look like this? Like a sniveling little weasel anyways.
Yep.
I mean, the more these people talk, I always say this, I'm writing my article about it, the more these people talk and go out there, especially the ones that are as arrogant as Lisa Page and him and Comey and all them, Brennan, the more it redounds to Trump's benefit because they just expose how corrupt they really are. These are the people that are running the biggest investigation agencies in the world that could put you and I in jail tomorrow for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out there talking this way, you know, and they're supposed to be in charge of the law enforcement. That's horrible. It just benefits Trump, though, because everybody hates them. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Now,
everybody except CNN and MSNBC and The View.
Now,
he'll be on The View probably this week.
Now, will the Nevada caucus be the same thing as what we saw in Iowa? A lot of people are concerned. They better hope not.
Well, it probably will be, and the case should be made is that they can't even count a frigging caucus. Now, Nevada is bigger than Iowa, obviously, with population, but they can't count a caucus, and they want to be in charge of your health care? I don't think so. But I wouldn't be surprised. And, again, Hillary's hands are all over the DNC and Hillary's hands are all over that app, you know, with Bobby Mook. So, and supposedly it's still the same app.
It is.
Yeah,
and I got friends out there. I got friends out there in Reno that got a hold of me yesterday that are working on, with the Democratic Party. And they said, hey, you won't believe this, but we didn't even hear anything about it till last week. And they still haven't completed the training and they don't know if it's going to work because they still haven't used it.
Well, these are the people that want to be in charge of your health care. Congratulations, America.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? What are you writing about this week?
I'm writing about China and Trump's, I'm not going to give it all away, but it's about China and about how Trump wins on that respect.
Okay.
You'll see. It'll be out tomorrow.
All right. And in the meantime, finally, the GOP is having a record turnout so far in the primaries with the voters that are out there, more voters than ever before, early on. That's a good sign.
Yeah, in uncontested primaries.
Yeah.
Which, again, you see, Trump had like 120-some-odd thousand in New Hampshire, and Obama in his reelection only had like 49,000.
Right.
They don't know what they're dealing with Trump. They still think he's some kind of bumbling fool. I really don't get it. I mean, I don't get, but I like it because it's all deception. It's Sun Tzu, and they don't know what they're dealing with.
It's because we're all deplorable.
He's not playing around. Yep. You see, I wish we had more time to talk about it, is what Bloomberg talked about. The arrogance of these people is astonishing. So
all right.
Let him keep talking.
Gotta go.
Okay, love to the troops.
All right. Thank you very much, Brooke Emery, everybody. And you can check her out on Facebook, Brooke Emery. Brooke is spelled E on the end of it. Emery, of course, is Emery, just the way you would think. And I'll be right back with the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch right here for a Tuesday morning. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. And now it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in all of the 206 franchises across the country, many of whom are listening to me right now across the country. Alrighty, today for Tuesday, we're going to have an afternoon sea breeze. Winds are going to pick up this afternoon. It'll be partly sunny all day long. It's going to be a nice, comfortable, warm day. Temperatures in the low to mid-80s. The winds will start out of the south, light and variable. Then this afternoon, they'll move to the southeast at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop most of the day. The Gulf water temperature will be 72 degrees. The bay water temperature, 71 degrees. High tide, 5.09 a.m., came and left. Low tide, 9.33 later on today. Now, Remember, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by your Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, as I said, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise of the 206 locations across the country. Plus, they also have three in Canada. They have six in France. Yep, France. Parlez-vous français. They've got one in the United Kingdom and one in Australia. Now, they certainly, here in Tampa, with 450 boats, they certainly make a big stamp on the area with 30 ports and 450 boats. Now, that number is going to increase by the end of the year to 600 boats and 50 ports. And I'll tell you something. Right now, if you want to join the number one franchise in a Freedom Boat Club, you can join it right here in Tampa. You get $1,000 off. Everybody gets $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're an active-duty military person, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or you are a school teacher, you'll then get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. Now, after that, all you pay is a monthly fee, and bam, away you go. Now, here's the best part. Your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Ran into somebody at the gun show on Sunday, and they told me they were a member of the Freedom Boat Club, and they were from another state, and they loved the fact that you come down here and use their membership, call up, get a boat, and boom, they were out on the water. So go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more, and tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide slap open for you. Speaking of doors, the governor of Virginia, you know, the guy that was dressed in blackface and didn't remember, and then suddenly the college picture shows up and there he is, and he said, oh yeah, that was me, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it. Well, his name is Governor Ralph Northam. He just suffered a very embarrassing loss on the assault weapons ban that he was trying to ram through in Virginia. Now, I'll tell you what happened. There's no doubt in my mind. The voters got together, and they called all of their politicians, their duly elected politicians, and they told them, just like what we do down here, hey, man, you vote for that, you're done. You're done. Everybody we know, and then some, is going to vote against you in the next election. Politicians don't like hearing that. Especially when you start saying, well, I'm a firefighter, I'm a police officer, I'm a lineman for the county, you know, anything where they can establish numbers to the group that you're a part of when you throw it out there. Believe me, that wakes them up real quick. So, that being said, the assault weapons ban went down in a blaze of glory. The committee that had it wouldn't even vote it to get it out on the floor to vote on it. So it's done for this year in Virginia. Will they try to bring it back? Of course. But it's still not going to pass. You think those people are going to change their mind? Nope. Now, found out something about the Border Patrol yesterday. Last year, they released more than 375,000 illegal immigrants directly back into the United States of America. Holy cow. Just what we didn't need. But we found that out yesterday. Wish I'd known that a while back, but sometimes you don't hear about this stuff right off the bat. Now, President Trump ended the polling week Friday with a daily job approval rating of 49%. In the meantime, after spiking to a five-year high in January, the economic confidence fell back 4 points this month with the Rasmussen Reports Economic Index hitting 143.9, but it still remains in record high territory. And voters agree the $4 trillion plus federal government, now that they now spend annually, is too much. And they favor budget cuts, especially in entitlement programs, but most also consider it highly unlikely these spending cuts will occur. Now, several countries, including Australia, have made voting compulsory. And California is considering a similar law that would penalize those who don't vote. But voters nationally still don't like that idea either and tend to think worse government would be the end result. Now, voters still aren't thrilled with the idea of living in a community that protects illegal immigrants from federal authorities. In fact, they support only narrowly a law that would allow victims of crimes by those illegals to sue sanctuary cities. Now, the Rasmussen Report's Immigration Index for the week ending February 6th has jumped to 105.8 from 99.7 the week before. And Mitt Romney, the only Republican senator who voted guilty on one of the impeachment counts brought against President Trump by the House Democrats, has now stirred the ire of not only people in his home state, but also Republicans in Washington, D.C., because many Republicans who are furious at Romney and a sizable number of GOP voters are ready now to throw him out of the party, including in his home state in Utah, where it's reported to me, I got this from a friend of mine that lives in Utah, that the Utah Republican Party chairman asked Mitt Romney to resign from the Senate because they don't regard him as a Republican anymore. We'll see. We'll see where that goes. Also, impeachment is over and done as far as most voters are concerned. The House Democrats' failed effort to remove President Trump just made him stronger politically, so the majority of the voters say. And 42% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. I'm one of those 47%. Now, let's not forget that we saw an unbelievably horrendous wreck yesterday at the NASCAR race in Daytona. You know, the ironic thing was is that 19 years ago today, Dale Earnhardt was killed at Daytona. And when I saw that wreck, that's the first thing that came to mind. That was the first thing that crossed my mind, was here we go again. That was a terrible day for racing when Dale Earnhardt died the way he did. And I'm glad to report that Brian Newman, at last report, was in serious but stable with his injuries at the Halifax Hospital in Daytona, right there, not very far away from the racetrack. And had it been really, really, really life-threatening, which it's not, we're hearing it's not life-threatening injuries, they would have transported him, certainly to Orlando, by helicopter, if nothing else. So I'm imagining that he's probably got some broken bones, and we'll just see where all that goes from there. All right, now, I got to remind everybody about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down here in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer too. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Try to get that from a big box store. Ain't going to happen. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck, and I'll bet you money that that's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on their purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Just give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. And remember, tell them the captain sent you. You might get a trip into the back room and get some of those free donuts they got back there. The personal supply. All right. All righty. Well, today, stop by the Mission Barbecue, 12 noon to 1:30, West Waters Avenue. Have lunch with the captain. We'll be there with the guys. The captain's army will be there. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. I'll see you tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.